With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. It's Friday, time for our weekly check-in with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sleep Train Arena, the former home of the Sacramento Kings, was in the news this week. People attended a public forum about its future. Are officials any closer to finding a new use for the venue?
We still don't have a definite plan for the site. At the forum that you mentioned, Kings president Chris Granger said that it is pretty important to move quickly on this decision because the Kings are responsible for paying millions of dollars in inherited bond debt on the property. But that's really all that we know at this point.
Have the Kings gotten any offers on the property?
Yes, apparently. The team's president did say that the Kings have already declined potential offers that aren't exactly forward-thinking. That's one of the main priorities as they move forward with this site. He said that in recent months, he's talked with representatives of two or three concepts that he did describe as promising. So maybe there is hope there. But Granger really hasn't elaborated beyond that. From what we know, there has been a focus on replacing the former arena with some kind of economic development that would result in more high-paying jobs locally. There's a focus on tech companies, especially those centered on biotech and clean tech.
Is there like a timeline for a final decision?
Not officially, but we do know that we probably won't see a decision in the immediate future, at least. That's drawn some grumbling from members of the public, but officials say it's better to reuse the site correctly than quickly.
In technology news, a Cameron Park-based company called Senworth is trying to compete in an increasingly crowded market, body cameras. What separates this company from its competitors?
Well, this is an interesting company. Its CEO says that his body cameras are unique because they use Bluetooth sensors that can be put in a police officer's gun holster. Now, when the officer removes his weapon from the holster, the camera automatically starts recording. This technology locally comes as body cameras get national attention because of discussions about whether their use can reduce the incidence of excessive force by law enforcement. As a result, sales of body cameras from various companies have soared.
Are agencies already using this company's technology?
Yes, mainly smaller law enforcement agencies. This local company is 2 years old, and it has signed contracts with a few law enforcement agencies. Also, 27 other agencies are using the cameras on a trial and evaluation basis. There is a patent pending on the technology, and there's currently dozens of body cameras on the market. Now, this local company remains confident in its product, says it can build a following amid increased competition.
This week, a store that won a local business plan competition announced plans to shut its doors. What happened?
We are talking about Anna Apple, which is the children's clothing store that won the local Calling All Dreamers retail business plan competition back in 2014. Its owner announced plans to close the store, which is in Old Sacramento, this week. She's a new mom, and she attributed the closure, at least partially, to a desire to spend more time with her daughter. The final day of business will be December 27th. And she said she still plans to sell products online through retail partners and at special events.
What about the other winners of this competition? How have they fared?
Calling All Dreamers had three other winners aside from Anna Apple. Two of those winners, a candy store and a spice shop, are still open in downtown Sacramento. And we are waiting for the most recent winner, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, to open downtown. Some finalists have had successful businesses, too. In any group of businesses, there are natural setbacks. One of the previous finalists, which was designed as an incubator for local fashion designers, did open a location that later closed. Just to recap, Calling All Dreamers is a local business competition that gives its winners prizes such as a limited period of free rent in a downtown storefront.
In other downtown business news, more craft beer is coming to the area near the new downtown arena. What's the latest update?
One of the newest businesses is called Pregame Burgers and Beer. It's expected to open on J Street early next year. You know, you probably are familiar already with the owner of this new business. He already has a following. This is the guy who operates Alley Cat's locations in Midtown Sacramento and Citrus Heights. You probably remember also that this business has actually been in the works for quite some time, more than year, in fact. It was originally envisioned as an affordable Asian restaurant, but the owner later changed directions.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.